cold fury burned the world white. Kylo sprinted across the rooftop. He reached the edge and leapt, soaring through the night air. He cleared the 20-foot gap easily and ran up the wall. He pushed off it, grabbed the extended roof beam, and flipped himself up onto it, not even wobbling. He'd done it all while invisible, a fact that would have pleased him immensely a few days ago. Today, he had no ability to feel pleasure at all. His eyes scanned the dark streets. Before he'd left, he'd cleaned Jarl's blood from the floor. He wasn't going to make a lean deal with that. He'd taken his friend's body to a cemetery. Jarl wouldn't rot in a sewer like some gutter shite. Kylo didn't even have the money to pay a gravedigger.
Thanks, God.
He left Jarl and swore to return. Jarl was dead. Part of Kylo didn't believe it, the part that had thought the soft life of a Wadrinner healer might be his. How could he have believed that? There was nothing soft in a Night Angel's life. Nothing. He was a killer. Death rose in his passage like mud swirling behind a stick dragged across the bottom of a clear, still pond. There. Two punks were hassling a drunk. Gods, was that the same drunk he'd left to his fate the other night? Kylo dropped from the roof. Kylo let himself shimmer into partial visibility. Muscles gleaming iridescent black, eyes black orbs, face a mask of fury. He only intended to scare the knife wielder, but as the hoodlum's eyes widened at the sight of him, Kylo swore he saw something so dark in them that it compelled him to act. Before he knew it, the punch sword was drinking heart's blood. The hoodlum's knife dropping on the ground.
What are you doing, Tyr?
A moment later, Kylo had the mugger pinned against the wall by his throat.
What are you?
Kylo caught one of the mugger's flailing hands in his own and squeezed.
Oh shit my hand!
Where's the Shinga? I won't repeat myself again.
You! No! Stop! Third warehouse down from Dock 3! Oh, God, what are you?
I am Retribution.